It's a true story about friendship that runs deeper than blood. This is my story, and that of the only three friends in my life who truly mattered. Two of them were killers who never made it past the age of 30. The other is a non-practicing attorney living with the pain of his past, too afraid to let it go, never confronting its horror. I'm the only one who could speak for them, and the children we were. My three friends and I were inseparable, happy and content to live in a closed world of Hell's Kitchen. The West Side streets of Manhattan were our private playground, a cement kingdom where we felt ourselves to be nothing less than absolute rulers. Hell's Kitchen was populated by an uneasy blend of Irish, Italian, Puerto Rican, and Eastern European laborers, hard men living hard lives. We lived in railroad apartments inside red brick tenements. A few mothers worked and all had trouble with the men they married.
Fuck up! I buried one fucking wife, I can bury another one!
Domestic violence was a cottage industry in Hell's Kitchen, yet there was no divorce and few separations. The will of the church was forceful. For a marriage to end, someone usually had to die. Yet despite the harshness of life, Hell's Kitchen offered the kids on its streets a safety net enjoyed by few other neighborhoods. Crimes against people of the neighborhood were not permitted. When they did occur, the punishment doled out was severe, and in some cases, final.